Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week, Dan, I think, forgot how to say his name then.
Did I? What?
There was a bit of a pause.
Oh. That's just awkwardness. It's
Yeah,
fine.
just a standard awkwardness.
You should be used to it by now.
We've only been doing it for like 8 years. Something like that.
Still awkward.
This week, speaking of awkwardness, Dan. This week we're reading out poor reviews for Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, oh!
Yeah,
I
so
suppose we
that's
had to do it eventually, didn't we?
yeah. I mean, much like Disney, we're kind of scraping the barrel. Actually, to be fair, I was researching earlier. We've got a lot more of these to do still.
What ones we haven't done yet?
Yeah, the only reason I did this one, well, I'll cover it off in a minute. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So the reason I did this is because they're about to open the reimagining of Country Bear Jamboree in the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
No dates as of yet.
I was going to say, is it in time for you for when you visit?
I hope not.
I
I hope not. But
don't think you've ever said that about a new attraction. It's not a
no,
new attraction, but you
I
know.
really haven't. It was an opening day attraction, so October 1st, 1971, and towards the end you could tell. Well, I say towards the end,
Towards the middle.
probably for the last 30 years you could tell. And I mean, I don't ever remember really enjoying this as a kid either, to be honest.
No, I mean, I don't really have a lot of memory of doing it as a child. It was probably one of these attractions where we did it the very first time in wherever it was, 98. And then ever since my parents were like, we're not doing that again.
See, for me, I feel like I'm maybe created like a false memory. Because I remember saying to Donna, like, let's go and do it, let's go and do it. And then we did it. And afterwards, I was like, oh, don't remember it being that crap. But
So
then
what you're
equally,
thinking?
you've got people in the crowd like singing all the songs, and you're like, what is wrong with you?
I mean, how long have you got?
Wow, that's true. Also, I think my favorite fact about this ride is that some of the bears are based on actual Imagineers, and there's
Okay.
one, and I can't remember the name of the bear or the name of the Imagineer, which isn't particularly useful. But there is one that is so ugly, but they based him on the Imagineer, and it kind of looks like him.
Oh
Which is
no.
awful.
Why did they base him on Imagineers? That's like, I mean, how do you even base a bear on an Imagineer? On a person?
I know, it's weird, isn't it? I'm just
You try you're trying to find it now, aren't
I'm
you?
trying to find it. I'm trying to find it. I'm not going to be able to find it. I don't know where I read it, but it's literally like a perfect match. It's crazy.
I mean, surely it's got to be mentioned in Wikipedia somewhere, but
Yeah, well, you would think so.
there's probably a whole load of words. I mean, there's I mean, they got the different bears
The Big Owl
listed.
is based on Al Bettino, who's an American, who is an animator, so he was involved.
Okay.
But that's not the one I was thinking of.
It doesn't say that on Wikipedia, so that's disappointing, Wikipedia. It has no reference to like who the bears are based on.
I think, oh, I think it's Liver Lips McGraw. I want to say him. They're all pretty ugly. That's the problem.
Picking the ugliest is a challenging job.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Liver lips. I mean,
Oh, it might be Wendell, actually. I think it's Wendell.
just googling really random weird names. Apparently, okay. I'm gonna have to. I can't just type Wendell. Wendell doesn't look too bad.
I mean, he's not great, is he?
Although I'm confused because the one that's popping up as, oh, he looks drunk.
I'm sure it's Wendell, but I can't find the Imagineer he was based on. But
The weird thing is the animatronic one and the one that they have walking around the park, they look quite different.
yeah.
The animatronic one looks a lot worse.
Henry Wendell based on yeah. No, I don't. I'm gonna have to find it and share it on Twitter. This is not a, like a quick Google search. Oh, I think I found it.
Are
Yeah.
you,
Oh.
is this the comparison?
Yeah, okay. Harper Goff is his name. GOFF.
What was that, Harper?
Yeah. Davis playfully based Wendell's appearance on fellow Imagineer Harper Goff. I mean, it's not playful, is it?
Oh, that's not Harper Goff. I see a picture of Harper Goff. He does. I can see the resemblance between this particular picture and one of the bears. Poor
Yeah.
man.
Yeah, I know. Maybe he was just an actor. Oh no, he
There's.
wasn't. He wasn't Imagineer. Sorry, yeah, he wasn't Imagineer.
Oh, okay. There was one picture of him that kind of looked like he could have been an actor, but I don't.
Yeah. So he was a American artist, musician, and actor, but also contributed to various films as for Disney, as well as the planning of Disney's theme parks.
Right.
But it's pretty bad. Like it's pretty bad. There's like one particular photo where you're like, that's the one they based it on.
I suspect I'm looking at the same one.
The one where he's playing like a banjo.
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
So there you go. There's a little fact. I thought we carried it on because I was like, have I just made this up? But no, I didn't, which is good. So there you go. People may have learned something. Not learned something particularly nice, but they've learned something.
Yeah, I can't tell whether that's a nice thing that they based it off a person, but then when you look at it, you kind of think that can't be a nice thing. Maybe it was in 71.
Yeah. It's like, look, John, we've made this really ugly bear look like you. Oh, great, thanks.
It seems strange to base it off people within your own company, because when it does look horrendous, it's kind of like that feels like you're taking the mick out of them.
Yeah,
But
although
that's
so Big Al is also based on an Imagineer, but he was a self-portrait, so it's not quite as bad.
not as bad, yeah.
Whereas, you know, just going, hey, look at this ugly bear, we model him on you, feels like a bit of a dick move.
It does, definitely.
So, that being said, everyone understands our opinion on this attraction. Let's see what other people have to say. Obviously, if you've not listened to one of these shows before, we normally take what is regarded a very good attraction and read out some of the worst reviews for it. I will say this is one of the exceptions whereby on TripAdvisor it has 4 out of 5, but on allears.net it is rated 6.94 out of 10. Very rarely do you get a decimal point. like a 6.94.
I mean, I was trying to think of how that compares. I mean, I get it's not that
It's actually
far
not
off, I
dissimilar, is it?
suppose.
I suppose.
No, it's not too far. I mean, it is a bit lower,
But
but
it's
it's not.
generally reviewed well.
Yeah, I mean, 3.5. It's because when you bring it down to a 5-star rating, that's about 3.5 star, isn't it? So it's middling, but
Yeah. Exactly.
I still don't
But
understand how it's got 4 on TripAdvisor.
oh no, it's absolute nonsense. What's it? Oh, here we go. Right, okay.
Where would you like to start? Are you starting on TripAdvisor or are you starting on all theirs?
Let's start with TripAdvisor.
Okay.
The first one is from someone called CLM in GA, Valdosta GA.
I'm
Don't
assuming
know.
GA is Georgia.
Is it? I
Is
don't know.
it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, actually. Yeah, it is Georgia.
Okay. Well, this attraction should be right at home for them.
True.
They said Disney After Dark. This was Disney After Dark. It wasn't. That's a very different podcast.
Yeah.
I was on it a few weeks ago, so if you haven't listened to that episode, people listening, go and listen to it. Finish this episode first, though. I sat in the from row due to being in a wheelchair. Every song they sang was rather raunchy. The lyrics were close to R-rated. This show all needs to be changed or labeled adults only.
I mean, I don't know, like I'm wondering if the last time I did this was with you in 2018.
Possibly, yeah.
Maybe. But I don't remember the songs that well.
Well, the last time I did it must have been 2019, and I couldn't even really hear what they were saying, to be honest.
Right, okay.
The sound was so bad, but I'm sure they're talking about like menstrual cycles and things like that, and you're like, what is going on?
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
So there are, and some of the lyrics are like, you probably wouldn't get away with it 10 years ago, let alone now.
Yeah.
So I do get what this person's saying.
Which is a weird thing because it's kind of like just because it's there doesn't mean that they should still get away with
No. It does sound like this person in the front row is having too much of a good time, though. Raunchy is, quite a choice word, I think.
Are you saying that they were actually enjoying the
Yeah, I'm saying things may have been popping off.
raunchiness? It's like every song they sang was rather raunchy.
This show needs to be changed or labeled adults only because I couldn't get it out in front of the children.
Was going to say that's the thing. So they're not entirely banning it. They're just like saying, well, if you are going to have it,
Yeah, adults
adults
only.
only.
So we
Yeah.
could all enjoy it legally. 7 with 4 sevens after the 7 from Louisiana says, I thought maybe I'd had a stroke or something. Wow.
Top tier title.
That is a top tier title. I
Yeah.
highly recommend you go and see the show if you haven't already. Not because it's good, but because it's so bad that it needs to be seen. It's basically these old animatronic bears from like the 70s singing country songs and discussing their alcoholism. It's truly nightmare fuel. I think it's nicely summarized.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I could disagree with anything in that
No.
review.
That's exactly how I would describe it, I think.
Yeah. I always feel like in this one we need to look at some 5 stars as well.
I completely agree. I think we should end
Yeah.
the show on some 5 stars and just see how unhinged people are. I can guarantee
Yes.
you it's going to be the extreme pixie dusters that think it's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. I'm really interested to know how people can justify it being 5 stars.
Yep. Sharon from the UK. Whee!
None eaten.
Never heard of that place, by the way.
I've heard of Nuneaton. I don't know where it is.
Sounds foreign.
Sounds northern.
Does sound northern. How north is
None.
it? Should we get? I'm gonna guess.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna guess 10 miles out of Leeds.
10 miles out of Leeds. Oh, I'm trying to find where Leeds is now. Oh no. It's just near Birmingham.
Oh,
Just
okay.
east. It's between Birmingham and Leicester.
Well, that's
So
not a place you want to
not
be, really, is it?
It's the North, Ryan, you know, and
Well, I mean, anything north of London is the north for us.
exactly.
We are south of the wall. So Sharon says, awful. Only good thing is the aircon. This was dated, mechanical, and generally fairly awful. It felt well below the expected Disney standard and needs serious updating. Sitting in aircon is the only thing I can say that's good about it. Fair enough.
See, while I agree with that, I feel like there are better things to go and see that have aircon.
Carousel Progress.
Yeah, I mean, like I would even say the Hall of Presidents would be better than
I agree.
this.
I agree. Because you can just sit and laugh at Trump.
Not
Hillary Clinton.
audibly, because you know
He's
you
done quite
might,
upset a few people.
yeah.
They have a security guard standing near the front now because I think people either want to get up on stage and give him a, a what's it kiss or want to like just take his head off.
Or what's it punch?
Or what's it punch? Either way, you're coming away with either what's it lips or what's it fists. Cheetos, if you're in America.
Yes, they don't have what's its over there, do they?
No, which is a crime because
And
they're
they are
far
the poorer
superior
for
to
it.
Cheetos.
Yeah.
Just saying. Traveling Me says from Toronto says I've had to rethink this and it needs new dialogue and songs. It sounds like they just contemplated it over a few days. I've seriously thought about
Yeah.
this. The Burrs are not holding up well. Sorry, I don't. I mean, that must be the name of one of the Burrs, but I don't know how to pronounce it. Tried it again, and it's very hard to understand. They need. It's very hard. They need. Sorry, I've lost the plot bit. Try this again, and it's very hard to understand. They need to redo the dialogue. That's what I was saying, actually. The animatronics are still great. Are they? But I think they
When
could.
was this? 2018.
2018. And they. I think they could redub it and save this ride. It could be great, really, if they just changed some of the lyrics and maybe toned down the accents so people who didn't grow up with hee-haw could understand what they're saying. Now, see here, buddy.
That's brilliant. That is
Hee-haw.
brilliant.
Love that.
I mean, I don't understand what Bueller is.
It must be one of the bears. I don't know my country bear jamboree lore very well. I mean, maybe I do because I did have that little imagineering fact. Maybe it's his girlfriend.
It almost sounds like he's referring to a person.
It does, doesn't it?
But I don't know. Nothing's immediate. Oh, the sunbonnets in brackets, Bunny, Bubbles, and Bueller
Oh,
are
there's
a
some
trio
bonnets.
of little girl bear singers.
Okay.
Okay.
Very weird to call out one in particular, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Unless that one left a lasting impression.
Yeah, maybe.
Still rather strange.
It is a bit. Rosemary from Seattle says, okay. Robotic bears make jokes and sing short country style songs, individually or as part of a band. The good news is that it's not a very long show, and it's a comfortable place to sit and rest your feet and get out of the weather for a while. This was left in December. It's not that warm in December. I'll be honest, if you're in Disney World in December, you're wasting your time going on this.
Yes,
In
yeah. It
August.
doesn't feel like it does not get hot enough to
No.
warrant going into Country Bear Jamboree.
August, you're like, okay, I can kind of see why.
Although to be fair, she doesn't say warmth, she just says out of the weather, so maybe it's raining.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'd probably just go to Casey's Corner or something, you know?
I feel like I'd go anywhere else.
Yeah. Casey's Corner, maybe just sit in the toilet for half an hour. I don't know.
Maybe just stand in the rain and contemplate life.
Yeah, just stand in the rain, whatever. Should we go on this? I'm just going to stand here. You guys go.
Just, yeah, I'm not, I can't face it.
Where you go? No, I'll be here. You enjoy it. Matuka Awafe, whatever, from Pennsylvania.
I would assume so.
I guess so.
Let's say yes.
Let's say yeah, it's the Tamar, doesn't it? From the US somewhere, it's all the same.
Yeah.
The attraction is horrible. It's old slash outdated. The characters are in much need of an upgrade or some serious repairs, and the material is definitely not child friendly. Considering that a lot of the songs are about heartbreak, with lyrics talking about tears are a chaser to wine or something to that effect, and blood on the ground. That's what I was talking about. That's not what I call kid friendly or even Disney material. Honestly, I'm not sure why this attraction still exists. They should replace it with something from a more recent film, though I'm not sure what would fit the Frontierland theme these days. He's not a very good home Imagineer, is he? You can't even think of anything to replace it. It's remotely cowboy-esque.
Nothing, no,
Finish
nothing.
roundup, done.
Yeah, I mean, tears are a chaser to wine. I wouldn't say that's not a terribly offensive line, or
No.
even terrible for children. I mean,
No, because when usually I drink wine, cry, and then drink more wine. So if anything, that line's just not descriptive enough.
it's not accurate. You can't relate to it.
No, I can't. No, I
Yeah.
can't relate. In 2024, I can't relate to that.
That's why it's outdated. That's what that maybe that's what she means.
Needs more alcohol.
Yeah.
Connie R from the UK wee, says. This is another one of those classic attractions at Disney. Apparently, it's been toned down a bit, and there are a few jokes for adults in this attraction. You sit in an air-conditioned room whilst watching a performance by animatronic bears. It wasn't that busy a queue, so I don't think a fast pass would be vital for this one. She's called it a classic. Said relatively positive things, but rated it 2 out of 5.
Yeah, I mean, and another comment about the aircon. I swear, like half the people have basically said it's
It's good
aircon,
for it's
isn't
good to get out of the heat.
it? So, yeah, that's all it's really good for, right?
Another one from the UK, Ray Ray's World. Wee. I don't know why I've started doing that for UK ones.
Seems accurate.
Yeah, it does. It only feels harsh, you know. We just called Pennsylvania like the same as every other American state, so let's be harsh to ourselves as well. Ray Ray's World says no. Being completionists, we will visit any attraction, so we had to do this one. Oh my. I struggled to stay awake. I don't need to feel tired during the day. There's a lot more I need to do later on. What is he talking about? You sit down and the show starts, and well, dot 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 dot, lots of small Z's indicating that he's falling asleep. I felt like I was in there for an hour. It was probably 10 to 15 minutes. Animatronic bears singing and talking. This may have been funny or entertaining if it was around in the 1950s, but any time after that, I think it would be struggling. Would I go and see this show again? I can't think of one single reason why I would.
I mean, that's totally fair. Totally fair. I mean, it's not good when he says, you know, anytime after the 50s and it would have been bad, and it only opened
21.
in 71.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Should we move on to some from All Ears, which I presume will be far more Disney fan based
I would assume
than
so.
TripAdvisor ones. So
Yeah.
I think they'll have some more like harsh Disney opinions in there. The first one is from Piper 2010, who says, "This is the most awkward thing I've ever sat through. So dated and really odd. I can see that it holds nostalgia for some, but I can couldn't sit through this one again."
Yeah, and I mean, they've literally got the pros as nostalgia, which is weird because they don't feel the nostalgia talk for it, but they put it down as a pro.
Yep, and the cons, everything.
Accurate. How do I mark that as helpful? Oh, I have to sign in.
Oh God, no, I didn't do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Julianne says, "I know a lot of people love this attraction because it's a classic, but it honestly cannot be torn down fast enough. The outdated rhetoric of yokel bears howling over big women is so weird for a Disney theme park. The animatronics are old, and you can definitely see the wear and tear in them. To sum it up in a word, the show is disturbing. Would not recommend. Pros: songs were a bit catchy if you ignored the gross lyrics. Cons: outdated, worn down, and doesn't belong in this day and age." I mean, it's like Nicki Minaj, isn't it? Songs were a bit catchy if you ignored the gross lyrics.
And a bit worn down.
And a bit worn down, yeah. It's propped up
Yeah,
by some serious TLC.
I mean, it is just baffling, isn't it, how they haven't got rid of it at this point. I mean, how they're even like renovating it and they're not just scrapping it entirely. It's very strange.
It feels like one of those rare occasions where they're listening to the very few quiet voices in the room that are going, but it's an opening day attraction.
Yeah, it's like I don't know if that's part of it, like in terms of because it's an open day attraction, whether they're trying to keep it alive for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird,
Not
isn't it?
sure. It's very strange because you think A, it looks horrendously outdated. B, that it's the lyrics and everything like that are not okay in in today's society. It's just very strange how more people aren't calling for it to go.
No, I completely agree. Luke Edwards says, it's okay. The songs are okay. And it has outdated animatronics. It's just creepy.
I don't know how you can say it's okay and give it 1 out of 10.
No, I mean, that feels like a 3 or 4, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you're like, it's okay, the songs are okay. Yeah, that's not a one, but okay.
No. Anonymous, they've got involved.
Oh
They've got an opinion on it.
no.
They say outdated, weird, and smelly.
That's interesting. It's the first comment about smell.
Yeah. That could have been the person next to him.
True, true. I do like his prose of out of the
Yeah.
sun.
Yeah. Well, one could argue that it belongs in the sun, to be fair. Dr. Seeker's Dino Puppet, what a username.
That is fantastic.
That
I
is
saw that
brilliant.
coming up. I was like, brilliant.
That is amazing. Liver Lips and Wendell, need I say more? These horrifying monstrosities are the stuff of nightmares, and the only thing worse than seeing them in the show is being chased around Frontierland whenever you stray too close to their domain. That is true. They're walking around, you're like, why?
Yeah,
No
like
one cares.
of all the characters to have walking around, it's so strange.
I tell you for a fact why no one cares. Because if you put Mickey Mouse in that spot, he'd get overwhelmed.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Those
yeah,
characters, people are like, oh, I'll just walk past them because they look a bit odd.
yeah.
One of
Yeah,
them's
is
like,
it?
is he okay, that one? Like, does he need help?
It is very strange, isn't it? Because it's almost like, yeah, they can do that because nobody gives two tosses about the
It's
characters.
the only instance I can think of where there are roaming characters in Disney World, off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's very strange, isn't it? Again, why? Is it almost so that they can tick a box to say that we've got roaming characters?
Yeah, because I can't think of any other instance. I might be wrong.
I mean, I know you get the Muppets, don't you? Honey, Beaker and Professor Honeydew?
Yeah, I mean, I've not seen him in a few years though.
No, I've not seen them in a few years. But I mean, that's maybe you could
Yeah.
maybe stretch that.
I mean, you'll see characters walking, but it's either to or from their meet and greet
Yeah.
station.
Yeah, they're not just roaming around.
Whereas they will sit and take photos, they'll stand and take photos, they'll play games with anyone, they're like, thank God I've got an interaction, someone's actually coming.
It's just desperate for attention.
But I think it's the only example I can think of a.
Yeah, I mean you get Kevin from
Oh yeah, that's
Up.
true. That's true.
That's another sort of roaming one ish. Not that you can't, I mean it does draw a crowd, but you can't sort of interact with it much. I
No.
think it does. Does it stop for photos?
She does stop for photos sometimes, yeah.
Okay. But
But
yeah, it's not like
rarely
you,
anything.
yeah, it's not like you can get up close and personal with it much.
She's kind of just walking around the park more than anything else. Whereas
Yeah.
these bears like basically stay outside the attraction.
Yeah, 'cause, and it's almost it's the equivalent of like a meet and greet, isn't it, to a degree? Like
Yeah.
you can go up to them and interact with them, things like that.
Yeah, I cross the street. I'm like, I'm not going near these two freaks.
It's like I'm keeping my distance.
They both look like they've been hit in the face with a shovel like 8 times. No offense to with the Imagineers that they're based on.
All the Imagineers that drew them, made
Yeah,
them.
exactly. Next one is from Buzz Lightbeer. See what they did there.
That's good. I like
Like
that.
that. I get a creepy Chuck E. Cheese vibe from this attraction. I know it has a cult following, but I don't understand why. A better use for this space would be to put in a version of Whoop-dee-dee-doo review. A whoop-dee-dee-doo review. I think he's trying to make a joke there, but it's not funny.
Okay, I'm not on the same level. I'm now Googling it. They got hoop-de-doo. Is that what they're
Oh, maybe hoop-de-doo.
high-spirited music and comedy review? Where is that? Oh, it's a dining thing.
What's it called?
Hoop-de-doo musical
How are you
review.
spelling that?
Hoop HOHOOP dash DEE dash
Oh
DOO.
yeah. No, I know that one.
In
Yeah,
Fort Wilderness.
that maybe that's what he means. Yeah, no, I know that one.
Maybe
That again, that
high.
there's no way on hell you'd ever see me doing that because it's like people coming up to your table and getting you on stage, and I'm like, no.
I mean, the picture alone on the Disney website looks cringy enough for me to avoid it like the plague.
And they come up to you with, those like mustard things that like are it's not really they're not really gonna squirt you. Like, mate, I'm just trying to mistake. Can you just leave me alone? We're talking about the
Hightail it to a
stage. Yeah.
high-spirited music and comedy review accompanied by a fantastic feast. No, I'm good, thanks.
If they just led with Fantastic Feast and then just stopped everything else, I'd be there.
Main floor. Oh, okay.
It is meant to be very good, but it's not my cup of tea. We're from the UK. We don't like interactions, okay?
I'll have my entertainment and my meal separate, please.
Yes, I'd like to watch my entertainment from afar without being engaged, okay?
Definitely.
That's fine. And if you can make me a cup of Twinings English breakfast tea while you're at it, perfect. The next one is from Jablumanyon. I hate the Country Bears. The show is boring and it smells horrible in the theatre. The show is also very corny. If you need a place to sit down and rest, check out PhilharMagic or the Hall of Presidents. PhilharMagic's a good shout.
Yeah, both. I mean, both better suggestions. Definitely, PhilharMagic is the better of the two. Top tier PhilharMagic.
I'd say, yeah, so if you want to be cool and enjoy yourself, PhilharMagic. If you want to be cool and sleep, Hall of Presidents.
Or a laugh.
Or a laugh. If it's 9 o'clock in the morning and you want to laugh, Hall of Presidents. But I'd still say at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'd be hard pressed to stay awake, I'll be honest. It's quite dull.
I know what you mean.
I do want to do it. I do want to do it this year because they've now got Joe Biden in. I've not actually seen it since they've,
Oh, okay.
So,
When did they put him in?
I don't know. I don't know. It must have been a couple of years ago now. If
Oh, right. Okay, you've just not done it since.
no, I've not done it.
Okay. Because I was merely thinking, like, if they've only recently put him in, he might be out by the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, imagine I don't know what what he recorded, but I imagine he just goes off on a tangent about something else halfway, falls asleep.
Buttered sausage.
Then Donald Trump just chips in, Sleepy Joe. Maybe it's become a bit of a comedy now. I'll be there for that.
Maybe jazz it up a little bit.
The next one, maybe we'll read one more before we go on to some positives. From Sal's says, I know Disney purists will howl when they read this, but these bears are downright creepy. Maybe they were cute and clever in 1971. I was a little kid then, and I love shows like The Banana Splits, which had the same type of character. I mean, they were bananas.
I don't know the banana. I'm gonna have to Google the banana splits.
Maybe they did have bears in them.
Oh, they were bears
Were they? Oh, they
type.
were, yeah.
Well,
A
bears
bear.
slash dogs maybe.
Bear slash dog slash lion slash elephant.
Oh, okay. Oh yes, yeah, there's a picture with more of them.
What am I
I
thinking of?
mean,
You know what? I wasn't thinking of the banana splits. I was thinking of bananas in pajamas.
yeah, top tier that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You can't go wrong with the bananas in pajamas.
Not only were they in the pajamas, Dan, but they were walking
Yeah.
down the stairs.
And they were bananas.
No, I do know what the banana splits now. Yeah, I have seen that before.
I'm so conf I don't think I've never seen this before. I don't think I've even heard of this.
When I saw the image, I recognized it instantly, but I was
That, I
thinking.
mean, that does look like the stuff of nightmares.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That show isn't on now because audiences, even little kids, are more sophisticated. I mean, I don't know if they are. Mr. Tumble's still quite popular.
Yeah, I don't know how sophisticated kids' TV is these days,
The Tweenies
but
wasn't that long ago, nor were the Teletubbies. I mean, it's the same crap.
same crap, just updated outfits.
Yeah, exactly. So why is this show still around? Air conditioning. That's the only reason to go inside. And nostalgia if you visited the park in the 1900s. This space could be used for an updated show and it would be a win. So much of Magic Kingdom exists just for old time's sake. These characters are as creepy as the original versions of the Mickey Walkabout. Mickey has had a makeover. These guys need one too.
I mean, all good points. The only thing I don't understand about the review is he's given it 2 stars.
Yeah, it feels like all negative, but no, 2 stars.
Yeah.
Shall we do 5 stars on all ears? Because I feel like they'd be like the crazy Disney fans.
Okay, yes, most positive.
First one by Anonymous. They're back again with a different take. No consistency.
I feel like this has got to be just based on the pros and cons, nothing bad to say. I feel like is this going to be sarcastic
It's
already?
got to be, isn't it? If I tried to name something bad about this show, I don't know what it would be. This is great if you've been in the Florida heat and need some AC. It's a great show, too. Perfect for the whole family. I mean, the fact that they say AC first
Yeah.
suggests that it's not a 10.
Yeah. I feel like there's a dose of sarcasm in that one.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many of these are. The next one's from the Chubby Kitty Cat. There's a great name. This attraction is just amazing. The bears really seem like they're alive, and it has the Disney magic. Is this person blind? I would love it even more if they brought back the Vacation Hoedown version. I've never actually seen it, but I've watched videos of that version, and it's really good. Bunny, Bubbles, and that other one.
I would go Beulah.
Lula. Are very, it's not a real name, is it?
No.
And are very cute, and the other characters are funny. I think little kids will love this, along with people of all ages. You thought wrong.
I feel like that one is sincere.
I feel like it's sincere, but what really worries me is they said the bears really seem like they're alive. Can you imagine this person's reaction when they go on Na'vi River Journey? Like, oh my God, the aliens!
Yeah, because literally anything that is any better animatronic has got to be lifelike to them, completely lifelike.
Yeah.
If these seem alive, yeah.
She's going home to her friends. She's like, Pirates of the Caribbean, absolutely outstanding attraction. I can't
Yeah.
believe they pay all of those people to act out all of those scenes 20, like 12 hours a
Yeah,
day.
just doing it constantly on loop. Oh, I don't
Yeah.
know how they do it.
Don't know how they do it.
Yeah, and running so evenly around chasing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Those
don't know how
chickens,
that.
how have they trained those chickens to run around in
It
circles like that?
that's Disney magic.
The
Disney
Disney
magic.
magic, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one from Anonymous. This is the best Disney World attraction ever. It combines my favorite things, animatronics and animals. Oh, that sounds a bit weird. Plus, they talk, sing, and play instruments. This show is a great way to cool down. The script is super funny and has great songs. I absolutely love Bunny, Bubbles, and that name again.
It's another strange one because air conditioning
Yep.
is basically mentioned as the first pro.
Yep.
So
Those three
yeah.
like girl bears get a weird amount of attention, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know whether there's anything in particular, like, is there something, are they horrendously bad? I
Well, this
don't
person
know.
loves animatronics and animals, Dan, so I think it's a different take.
Yeah, there's definitely some sort of fetish thing going on
Yeah,
there.
I can't imagine. I mean, Disney's going to be in trouble when this person boards Bayou Adventure, is all I'm saying. These next few are all from Anonymous. I love this show, this nice show. I love all the bears and songs. Great for your kids who are lit too little for coasters that are nearby, so the older ones can go on the thrillers. I mean, you're giving your kids nightmares, is all you're doing.
Oh yeah, that's completely nightmare inducing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to do that, stick them on PhilharMagic. We've already said, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Next one says fun, catchy country songs, funny characters, and lots of classic Disney nostalgia. Remember to clap your hands and stomp your feet as you try to keep up with the old country bears. I know the type of person this is. I've seen them in the show, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Someone's brought this, a couple of spoons with them.
They're joining in. They're joining in. They got
Someone's
their
on the old,
bottle of moonshine.
yeah. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. My blowing into a bottle of moonshine impression. Just for anyone at home that wasn't
Was gonna
paying.
say it wasn't one of your best, I'll be
No, and
honest.
it looked proper weird on camera as well. So at least these videos don't go out. Let's read a couple more. One from Amanda91, who says, "This is one show that I absolutely have to do every time I'm at Magic Kingdom. It's classic Disney, and it's a nice escape from waiting in line all day." I mean, it's just a sign that it shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's just basically saying it's pointless.
It's
Like
always
it's just a
empty.
bit of a time killer, isn't it?
And it's always empty because there's no line.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
should be a must-see for everyone. Heartbreak Chris, watch out. Nostalgic and a Walt Disney World original. I always enjoy this attraction when I visit since they removed the one in Disneyland. It might feel a little dated, but those bears still put on their best show.
Like the con is maybe a little
Yeah,
dated.
maybe a
Like
little.
he, I feel like that's the understatement of the century.
And one more. My family of five loves this cute show. We watch it at least twice on every trip. Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
I mean, they're probably from America as well, so they're there for like 4 days and they're
Poor
watching our
fa
show as
poor
well.
family.
Yeah. It's especially cute for younger kids. All three of my boys loved it when they were younger, and they still do. Not again, Mum, please. Please.
Anything but a Hall of Presidents. We'll do
Not
Hall
on
of
It's a Small
Presidents.
World, please. It's a Hall of Presidents. The American Adventure in Epcot. We'll do it. We'll do all of it.
The bears again. The nightmares have only just stopped.
Come on, we're going to see Liver Lips. The
You
song.
kids love Bueller.
You kids all love the country bear. Mum, we don't even talk like that. Come on,
We're from New Jersey.
darling. Darling, I'm a boy. The songs are cute and the audio animatronic bears are great. This is a must do for us. I think
Oh,
we have
dear.
to agree. I
Poor, poor
mean,
family.
what a poor family, yeah. If you'd like to write to us for help, we are PO Box. No, we're not really. What an episode. I enjoyed that.
I mean, there's some strange people out there.
There are. There's no getting around that.
No. I've just gone to the top, and all it is says it's recommended by 75% of people.
Yeah, that's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah.
But let us know. Write to us on Twitter, leave us a review and mention Country Bear Jamboree in the review. And let us know what you think of Country Bear Jamboree. It doesn't matter because it's gone. So I mean, it is reopening, but with some classic.
I was going to say it's not gone entirely.
No, but they're replacing the song. It's going to be like a different attraction, isn't it? It's the same, hopefully it's
Okay.
updated the animatronics. I've not got that much hope given his recent track record, but they are at least updating the songs.
Right, okay. Yeah, I would, I mean, I would be surprised if they updated
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I'm trying to see whether they so they haven't said when it's reopening, have they?
No, just this summer.
Oh, okay. Well, fingers crossed you might be able to go on there.
Oh, never know.
I mean, if it's open, if it does reopen, you have to do it.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna deny my children the magic that is the Country Bear Jamboree. Come on, darling.
Piper.
My name's Piper. Here's your moonshine. Well, thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week.